Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Well, Brad, it's that crazy time of year again. It's time for March Magic and other knockoff, other kinds of brackets.
But knockoffs of what? What are you saying? Are you saying there's some event that takes place at this time of year that people would want to knock off?
Yeah, it's the big basketball game tournament.
Oh, can we even say that? Are you sure we're not going to get sued for that?
It's the big juicy b-ball game.
There we go. Nothing like some of that sweet, sweet bouncy ball.
B-ball. It's month three wizardry.
Month three wizardry. I like that.
That's what we're talking about.
I like that. Okay. So since March Magic has not started yet, and if previous years are anything to go on, so we're actually recording Sunday night because we want to make you have to work really hard to get this episode out on time. Most years it comes out like tomorrow. And since everybody won't be at work until tomorrow, my guess is that's exactly what Disney's going to go with. So I would expect March Magic to be out, but remember last year we completely missed out on this whole D23 snack thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So we completely missed out on that, and I was looking earlier today to try to find out, did March Magic somehow come out today? And it, of course, did not. And then I noticed, hey, that D23 thing came out. And it's actually still going on, so we can actually do it this year rather than just look at who won in the end, because the one thing all of our listeners like more than listening to us prattle on about one bracket is to prattle on about two brackets.
Simultaneously,
yes. Well, you know, it's not like we're going to cover both in one show. Well, we'll cover updates in both, but we're not going to cover both in one show as far as our initial brackets. And here's the one thing that I will say. Not that I don't like March Magic, because I really do enjoy March Magic. This one was almost more, and I think maybe just because I haven't done this before, this one was actually more interesting to me, I think, and a little bit harder. Though I say that, you know, when I have my March Magic bracket tomorrow and I'm filling that out for our next week's podcast, I will totally go back on that and say, no, March Magic is way harder. But for right now, it was pretty hard to make some of these decisions.
And yet, some were very easy.
Some were easier. I'll say that. I didn't have any where I'm just like, yeah, no, not at all. Yes, definitely this one. But I'm guessing that you did.
I sure did. All right, I'm pulling up both of our brackets and putting them side by side so we can go through these super quick.
Okay. No, it's, yeah, right, super quick. We're really good at super quick. Everybody knows that.
Okay, so there are four, like, what categories? Princesses, villains, sidekicks, and heroes and heroines. So on the princesses' side, the first pair-up is part of your world. Oh, we should say this is songs.
I was about to say we haven't even introduced what the bracket is for this. Because it's not snacks.
It's not snacks this year. It's music. So it's songs. And so the princesses won. Basically, all these categories are who is singing the song. So on the princesses side, the first one is part of your world. You know, from The Little Mermaid, and then Almost There from The Princess and the Frog. Now, you and I both picked Almost There, sung by Tiana.
We did.
Why did you pick that?
I feel like that song, I don't know, I just like the peppy beat to it and everything. I mean, I do like Part of Your World, but see, that's the problem with music, though. A lot of these, I'm going to say, I just felt like that one was the one I wanted to go with. You know, like, it really doesn't, for me, it doesn't have as much to do with I like this movie and I don't like that movie.
Right.
Or anything like that. It's just, you presented me with two options and that's the one that I went with. So, I don't know. Hopefully, you actually have a more thought out reason for selecting that one.
That song is so good. Like, Part of Your World is also very good, but I would never want to listen to it outside of the context of The Little Mermaid. Almost There is a song that I could listen to on its own. And that's pretty much it. Like, that's the, my whole reasoning.
I think that's fair. That's a good reason.
Almost There feels more like a song. Part of Your World is clearly, you know, plot building for Little Mermaid.
Yes. Part of Your World is part of the story.
Right.
And so it doesn't, so to you anyway, it doesn't stand as well outside of the story.
Right.
Okay.
And plus, I just like, I really like Zydeco and New Orleans. And so that was always going to win for me.
Okay. So moving on to the next one, we had A Whole New World from Aladdin and Colors of the Wind from Pocahontas.
Mm-hmm.
And on this one, we both went Colors of the Wind.
Right.
So your reasoning?
This one was more just that song appeals to me more. I don't necessarily love Pocahontas or Aladdin for that matter. I like Aladdin more actually. But I guess it's the same reason where Colors of the Wind is more of like a song and A Whole New World is a lot more of like we're going to push the plot forward. This is where Aladdin and Jasmine, like, connect. So, I don't know. I guess it appeals to me more as music.
See, I think A Whole New World could stand apart from the movie. I mean, I would even say part of your... But I think A Whole New World much more than part of... both of them could stand apart. Definitely A Whole New World, I think, more so than Part of Your World. But... Yeah, I don't know. I've always really enjoyed Colors of the Wind.
Mm-hmm. And
that was honestly my reason for picking it. Though again, like I feel like a lot of the March Magic stuff, I'm like, oh yeah, that one over that one. Oh yeah, that one over that one. These I was like, I guess yeah, well, Colors of the Wind.
Music is so much more of an emotional thing.
Exactly. Well,
attractions aren't as emotional as music is for most people, I would say.
Right. There are some aspects of attractions that are emotional, but just in a different way, I think. So
yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, like I said, Colors of the Wind for me was just about I really, really liked that song. And again, not even so not that I dislike Pocahontas. But it wasn't so much that I like Pocahontas better than I like Aladdin as much as I like that song in particular.
So the next matchup, now we're in the sidekicks area.
Yeah, we're not still in the princesses area, which both of us thought that. So princesses, sidekicks, one side of the bracket, villains and heroes and heroines on the other side of the bracket. Jeremy and I both looked at these brackets and thought, I thought princesses was the entire side of the bracket, and I'm wondering why some of these characters are here. Yeah. Jeremy thought sidekicks was the entire side and went, since when was Tiana a sidekick?
Right. Who was the main character of Princess and the Frog?
The Frog. Duh.
I guess.
Okay, but anyway, sidekicks, the first one.
So the first one is Be Our Guest versus When You Wish Upon a Star. So I think... Oof, okay, so I think... You're going to be right in the end on this one.
Okay.
We should
specify that I was, and I don't think you were either, based on what we picked for everything. I wasn't seeking to be right on any of this stuff. I just actually, like, this is not the way that I would select my bouncing orange ball bracket, because that one I select based on who I think is going to win.
Right.
This I picked. This is the one that I want to win.
Right. And that's how I picked. But I think, you picked When You Wish Upon a Star, and I went with Be Our Guest, because I like Be Our Guest a lot more. That song's a lot more fun, especially when you have the visuals of the movie to go along with it. It's just, it's really fun. But I think When You Wish Upon a Star will win, just because it's classic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And
Pinocchio, man.
And When You Wish Upon a Star, I mean, yes, it's not, I definitely agree Be Our Guest is a much more energetic tune and you know has more going on in it, but When You Wish Upon a Star is just like that is Disney, right? To me.
Right.
And I'm sure I think, you know, I've actually had to take a step back and think about, you know, for people who didn't, you know, I was born in, you know, early 80s. For people who were born in the late 90s, midnight, I don't know. I don't know where that demarcation line is for Disney stuff. But I totally expect that there aren't people who that is, you know, the quintessential Disney to them.
Right.
But to me, that song is quintessential Disney. And so the emotional attachment to that is so much greater than it is to Be Our Guest.
That's fair.
So that's why I went When You Wish Upon a Star. And next we have The Bare Necessities and Hakuna Matata. Another one that we both split up on.
You're a crazy person.
No, you're a crazy person. Well, no. Actually, I like your pick, but you're still a crazy person for not picking what I picked.
Hakuna Matata is not better than Bare Necessities. I'm sorry.
Except that it is. I mean, I don't recall. Where was the fart joke in Bare Necessities?
It doesn't need one because it's a classy... It's a classy music song.
Whatever. It doesn't. It lacks a fart joke. It's not as good as Hakuna Matata. Plus, how many? Let me just ask you, from the song Bare Necessities, how many times have you used some term from Bare Necessities in your day to day life?
None.
Do you ever text somebody and say stick to the Bare Necessities?
No.
But do you text people and say Hakuna Matata?
No, but you do.
I do a lot, so that's
yes.
You've definitely experienced my Hakuna Matata.
But anyway, both of these are really good songs. All kidding aside, this is a very serious Brad.
Yes, this is serious business.
And these are both very good songs.
Which song do you want to pick? Yeah.
If either one wins, I would be happy.
Okay.
So moving into the villains section.
Ooh, yeah.
We have Mother Knows Best from Tangled and Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians. This one is one that was like, who cares for me? I don't particularly like either of these songs, so whichever one wins, it doesn't really matter.
So I think to the aspect of whichever one wins, it doesn't even matter. I'm on board with that part. It still wasn't, I would say it wasn't an easy choice for me, but I went with Mother Knows Best. This is one though where I would say I went there more because of the movie than because of the song, perhaps. I mean, I like the song too. But looking at it now, I'm trying to decide, did I pick that one because, and even outside of that, I don't think I like Cruella de Vil better as a song.
Cruella de Vil is the You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch of
the
Disney
canon.
Yeah. I mean, it's just talking about a bad person and saying all the things about them. Like, whatever.
I don't know. I'm happy with my pick. And I do like the the way the story moves forward within that song. The way that song describes that relationship and everything.
Mother Knows Best, you mean?
Yes, not Cruella de Vil.
It's definitely a good intro into that villain.
And shows you why she's a villain and why she is. Like, we know she's a villain because she stole a baby.
Right.
Right? But why is she a villain now other than, you know, and it shows us that not only did she steal a baby, but there's still all these other aspects that you should find slimy about her.
Right. Yeah. So, I would, between the two of them, I definitely like Mother Knows Best more, but it also, between the two of them, like, I don't really care.
That's fair enough. So moving on to the next one then, still within villains, we have Poor Unfortunate Souls, again from The Little Mermaid. Why is The Little Mermaid getting multiple? That's not fair. But it goes up against Gaston from Beauty and the Beast, which is also now getting to, still not fair. I mean, come on, guys. There are more than enough villains to go around. You could have picked each movie once.
This one... Brad, you can never convince me. that Gaston is better than Poor Unfortunate Souls. I'm sorry.
I just picked Gaston because that song to me was more fun. But that one was definitely one of the, and again, all of these were hard to me, but was one of the harder ones, I think,
yeah,
to pick between, because I just enjoy both songs so much.
And I love Pat Carroll, who is the woman who is Ursula and the only person who has ever been Ursula. Anytime you have ever heard Ursula in a Disney movie, in a Disney video game, in Kingdom Hearts, anytime, that's Pat Carroll.
Okay.
And she is amazing.
So, random question for you. Have you seen the, I don't even know what event it was, but the...
Her reading the Haunted Mansion
no,
script?
No, 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 not her.
Oh.
Not her, but related to the song. Have you seen where the orchestra is doing Poor Unfortunate Souls and Rebel Wilson sings Poor Unfortunate Souls?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's awesome. We're going to include a link in the show notes to the YouTube video, but yes. Rebel Wilson could have a future as Ursula. I think, you know, she could pull it off. But yeah,
I'll send you the link to Pat Carroll reading the Haunted Mansion script, because that is also very good.
Ooh, something else. We'll include that one too. Then
she reads it as Ursula.
Wait, so Ursula is the ghost host?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think we just broke a hot story.
Yeah, I think the bigger problem is that Disney canon is now broken. Wait, that'll be Descendants 4.
Oh gosh.
Ursula and the... Hey, I watched Descendants. Okay. I'm not always super impressed with every aspect of it, but I've watched both of them. So there. Anyway, let's move on.
So the next one is moving into the heroes and heroines section, which I guess is different from the princesses section because, one, there's men in it, but also they're not necessarily prince. I don't know.
Yeah,
You be the judge, because the first one is Go the Distance from Hercules and How Far I'll Go from Moana. And I'm pretty sure Moana is a princess.
Isn't that exactly the point that Maui makes?
Yeah.
But she's constantly trying to prove that she's not,
I guess,
just
so.
A she's... princess, right?
Yeah.
I think yeah, it's well, fair to can, put her in the... in heroes and heroines. I think that's fair.
The next pairing,
yeah,
yeah. We can discuss more.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Let's
of
not
this issue.
Yeah, so let's discuss Go the Distance and How Far I'll Go, of which we both picked How Far I'll Go, and I almost wonder if this one isn't recency bias for me.
Oh, maybe.
I mean, I also really like Go the Distance, but for some reason I was like, I think I'm giving the edge to How Far I'll Go. And the more that I've thought about it, the more I'm wondering is that, again, just because that's the movie that I've seen more recently, and so that's the song that I've heard more recently.
I don't know. I feel like I relate more to How Far I'll Go.
Let's go on to the last one here, which is I'll Make a Man Out of You from Mulan versus Let It Go from Frozen.
Princess Elsa.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's the one where I'm like, is she a heroine in the story? Yes. But is she a princess? Yes.
Yeah. Unequivocally a recognized princess of a city.
Okay.
At least Moana was a princess of an island where everyone is a little too obsessed with a coconut. But there is no question that Elsa is a princess.
But Jeremy, consider the coconut.
Yeah, and the there's a lot of coconut love on that island that I can't remember the name of without singing the song.
Yeah, I think you could have just as easily like swapped maybe say her and Pocahontas, right? And that would have probably even made more, because Pocahontas was also a princess, but I don't know. I would almost put her on the other side.
Well,
I think
Tiana's not even a princess till the end.
That's true, too. That's true, and definitely a heroine. So, anyway, okay. This is what they did though, and we split our picks here. And I think you from the, and I know that it's not the way that you made your decision, but I think you definitely picked the one that's going to win of these two. And I picked the one that I wanted to win.
I picked Let It Go.
I picked I'll Make a Man Out of You. But why did you pick Let It Go? Other than because you want Frozen to rule everything.
Probably recency. I mean, I know every word to Let It Go. And I know the tune to I'll Make a Man Out of You. And so I think it's just because it was so everywhere. I mean, that song was on the radio. And so I think probably that's it.
I think so I'll Make a Man Out of You. I think I picked mostly because it makes me laugh. You know, the whole section about, boy, was I a fool for cutting Jim and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, those parts of it are really funny to me, and so I enjoy that song. And even though that is definitely a song that, again, I would say Let It Go is the song that is more, it can stand on its own. I'll Make a Man Out of You is the song that moves the story forward.
Yeah.
But I enjoy that story enough that, yeah, I'm going to pick it. And, you know, it's probably my anti-Frozen bias that made me pick. No.
Well,
trust me,
it
didn't actually.
Let It Go was manufactured to be that kind of a song. You know, it's like the song This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. Have you seen that?
I have not.
There's a song in there that is a lot like Let It Go, and that it's, you know, just saying, like, be who you are. Don't let other people tell you, you know, what to be or what to do. I feel like those songs are written to be that way, to be hits, to be radio music. And I think Let It Go was definitely pretty early on in the production process. Somebody saw that this could be like an anthem, and they then made it that way. So I think Let It Go is maybe even an unfair pick in here, because it was made to be a popular song, whereas I'll Make a Man Out of You, again, was made to be a plot device.
Yeah, well, like I said, enjoyable plot device to me. So so that's, you know, I'm going to go with that. So out of the princesses division, you and I split in that I have Pocahontas making it. You have Almost There. I'm going to assume, I know the reason why I picked it is because I just really, really like the song Colors of the Wind. And while I like Almost There, not as much as I like Colors of the Wind.
My reasoning is the exact opposite.
Exactly. That yours was Almost There. Then coming out of the Sidekicks, I have When You Wish Upon a Star. Since you had that losing so early on to be our guest, you have The Bare Necessities coming out of there.
Yeah, dude.
So
I mean,
you just think that beats up on anything, whether it be When You Wish Upon a Star or Be Our Guest, huh?
It's just the best song.
Okay. Then coming out of the villains, you've got Ursula. I've got Gaston. Basically, both of us say Mother Knows Best loses to insert X here.
To whatever.
Right. And then both of us have Moana coming out of the heroes and heroines section, which I think could, again, argue that maybe it's recency bias, or maybe it's just anti-Frozen bias. I don't know.
I don't know either. But if I personally am choosing between How Far I'll Go and Let It Go, it's Moana all day.
Oh, totally. I agree with that. And even when it was I'll Make a Man Out of You or How Far I'll Go, I think that you're absolutely right that song just it, and yes, everything is manufactured to play with your emotions. It just all is. That one does it successfully, and so yeah, that's the one that I pick. In fact, I've even got that one picked to go all the way to the championship.
As do I.
And conveniently you do too. So we don't need to re-talk about that. When You Wish Upon a Star is my other side of that. And again, that's because it's the Disney anthem song. And so it has to make it all the way to the championship. Bare Necessities. Almost There versus Baroness. Almost There, the song that you've been telling us you love so much, loses to Bare Necessities?
Yes, it does. Because Bare Necessities is classic and I love it. Bare Necessities makes me happy in a way that Almost There doesn't. I like Almost There as a song. Like I said, I really like Zydeco music in New Orleans and stuff like that, but Bare Necessities makes me laugh. Like, it makes me just feel really good.
I get that. You know, I mean, again, to some extent, I think that's why When You Wish Upon a Star goes as far as it does for me. Because, and it's weird because it's not inherently a happy song, but it brings up good memories and makes me happy because of the things that it relates to.
So really, our whole brackets, I've got Bare Necessities to win it all.
Yep, and I've got When You Wish Upon a Star to win it all.
So our brackets really hinge on the sidekicks.
Yeah, the sidekicks have got to... I mean, you know, so what, if Be Our Guest and Hakuna Matata win, you and I are immediately, you know, going to be tied up with down one, up one.
Yeah.
But with both of us seeing our winner just going down right there at the beginning. And then if Be Our Guest somehow makes it out of there, yep, it's just all over.
If coverage of this March Hare Mania just comes to an abrupt end on our podcast, you'll know why. It's because we can both lose it pretty early on.
Out of the same part of the same bracket. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting, but again, because music is so tied to your emotion, is so tied to what was going on in your life.
It's so subjective too. Like, yeah, this will be interesting.
Yeah, it's gonna be really interesting to see what other people think. And I want those of you who are listening to let us know what you guys think. You know, let Jeremy know why Bare Necessities is never gonna make it out of round one, and why it's gonna lose to When You Wish Upon a Star. That's really all that you need to let us know about.
Oh, man, I hope it's not Bare Necessities versus When You Wish Upon a Star.
I think it's going to... I definitely think it's going to come down to that, just because of the picks that we have. I totally expect those two to come out of the first round. In round two, one of us is going down. And then it'll be game over, and then we can talk... then we can go to all two, March Magic all the time.
If it's those two, you're going to win, though, because you got the popular pick.
That's right. I'm all about those popular picks, man. I told you I was picking with my heart, but that was all lies.
Well, I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast, or you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode, and until then, have a magical day.